From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Monday exchanged hugs as they met with reporters at the White House following their first bilateral talks. Mr. Trump said U.S.-India ties have never been stronger.
During my campaign, I pledged that if elected, India would have a true friend in the White House. And that is now exactly what you have, a true friend.
That's how Mr. Trump characterized deepening security and economic ties with the world's largest democracy. But he also called on India to remove trade barriers.
I look forward to working with you, Mr. Prime Minister, to create jobs in our countries, to grow our economies, and to create a trading relationship that is fair and reciprocal.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Modi insisted expanding economic ties are mutually beneficial.
The all-round or comprehensive economic growth and joint progress of both countries and both societies is the main objective for both the president and myself, and will remain so.
Mr. Modi said he's confident his vision of a new India, coupled with Mr. Trump's Make America Great Again campaign pledge, will add new dimensions to cooperation. He also said both countries are committed to taking their strategic partnership to new heights. The Trump administration wants to sell both military transport aircraft and unarmed surveillance drones to New Delhi. Swedish citizen Johan Gustafsson, held hostage by al-Qaeda militants in Mali for 6 years, was freed Monday. He returned home. Gustafsson abducted in Timbuktu, November 2011, along with two others. Their captors demanded a $5 million ransom. Swedish authorities said his release was secured a few days ago, but would not comment on the ransom. A Dutchman liberated by French special forces in 2015, the fate of the South African unknown. This is VOA News. 61-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo, a prominent Chinese dissident in prison since 2009, has been granted medical parole for treatment of liver cancer. His lawyer said he was diagnosed last month. Liu is being treated at a Shenyang City hospital. Human Rights Watch China expert Sophie Richardson said she did not see this coming.
We all know that prison conditions in China under the best of circumstances are not conducive to fantastic health, but I don't think anybody had known just how sick he actually was.
A U.S. spokesperson called on Chinese authorities to release Liu and allow his wife Liu Xia, under house arrest for 7 years, to see him. Liu has been serving an 11-year sentence for subversion for co-authoring the so-called Charter 08, a pro-reform document. In a late Monday statement, the White House said it found potential evidence Syria is preparing for another chemical weapons attack. It said such an attack would likely result in mass murder. Presidential spokesman Sean Spicer cited activities similar to those that took place before an April chemical weapons attack that drew a U.S. retaliatory response involving a cruise missile strike on a Syrian airbase. Brazil's caretaker president, Michel Temer, has been charged with accepting bribes by the country's top federal prosecutor a year after assuming office after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed. Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham called it a serious development.
It's part of an ongoing corruption investigation that has implicated one way or another a good share of Brazil's top politicians.
Mr. Temer allegedly took bribes from a top meatpacker to resolve outstanding tax matters. Ukraine said a military intelligence officer was the victim of a car bombing in central Kyiv Tuesday. The defense ministry called it a terrorist act. The officer, identified as Colonel Maxim Shapoval, last year an independent journalist was killed in a similar fashion. The U.S. Supreme Court is to consider the case of President Trump's executive order restricting travel while allowing much of it to take effect. The ban temporarily halts travel from six mostly Muslim countries for 90 days, the nation's refugee program for 120 days. Implementation had been blocked by lower courts. Justices said it, however, cannot be enforced against those having a credible claim of relationship with a person or entity in the U.S. Simon Sandoval-Moschenberg is director of the Immigrant Advocacy Program.
So there's some sort of obvious cases, right, is people who are coming in on family petitions or people who are coming in to work at a U.S. company, or people who are coming in to study at a U.S. university.
The travel order is expected to go in by Thursday. Nigeria's president marked the Islamic Eid al-Fitr holiday Monday with an audio message, his first public statement since heading to Britain May 7 for treatment of an undisclosed illness. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.